following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Lowest prices of the season sale. Now through Saturday, Van Heusen, Izod, and Joe Joseph Abood dress shirts are only $19.99. Get St. John's Bay sweaters and Van Heusen No Iron Sport shirts at $17.99. Dockers signature khakis are a record $29.99. And Hager pants, just $28.99. See everything on sale at jcp.com. New look, new day, who knew? JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/16.
New voice messages.
Mike, it's Taylor, your favorite all-pro running back. Man, you missed my 46-yard TD run last night. Dinner with your wife is more important than the team? Whatever.
Yo, Mike, it's Buckner, the center for your hoops team. What's with you hitting the hardware store while I'm in a playoff game? Thanks a lot.
In sports, any second can be the second. Download game highlights, scores, and stats with the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Certain geographic author monthly charges and restrictions apply. Mobile broadband not available in all areas. See store for details.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on a Wednesday Husker Lunch coming your way as we are at Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. And it's important to know The Loft today because we are upstairs as they continue to improve what's going on here at Cunningham's. It's another Husker Lunch. And still the same great food, still the same great Husker talk. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star is going to be on hand, and we look forward to having him join us late in the program today. Also, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, round two of the Class C and D state football playoffs are going on today. And we've got a ton of games on all of our networks. We'll let you know what they are. You can also listen on the web, ESPNSuperstation.com. Also coming up on the program today, it's not only Iowa State football week, but a little Iowa State volleyball talk. Had a chance to catch up with Kelsey Peterson, the Kearney High grad who's playing for the Cyclones, and we'll chat with her. And our Loper Lake is coming up here in just a minute with Kevin Chaney, the UNK women's basketball coach in his first season, is going to join us as well, Tony. And, of course, they have an exhibition game coming up this Sunday in Lincoln.
Yeah, it's hard to believe all the area teams. Hastings College getting underway last weekend. Now the Lopers start. The Huskers are getting ready to crank up the basketball season as well. Of course, the UNK Lopers meet the Huskers in an exhibition game this Sunday, so that gets things started. But I guess if you're following Nebraska basketball, Doug, in any way, Christopher Neiman, the big guy that you expected to play a lot of quality minutes for this team, already down with a knee injury. They're hoping it's just going to be a clean-out-the-knee type of thing, get the swelling to go down and have him healthy for the rest of the season. Hopefully it will not be nothing serious when they get in there because he was somebody they were counting on this year. Now, Doc Zadler seems to feel that he's got a couple other big guys that he's comfortable with, I guess, if you can call it that, for not having quality minutes. I mean, Brian Jorge, Diaz, and Ubel is 6'11", so maybe that's going to help. They've got a couple of quality big men, but they've also got Drake Veronik, who I think is going to make an immediate impact on this team.
Obviously, but tonight the season gets underway in A. If you're following Nebraska men's basketball this week, that means you're probably not from Nebraska or you're a family member of one of the players, because who's following Nebraska men's basketball?
Paul Veronik.
I said family member. We're going to have Drake on the show here the next couple of weeks, but they do have an exhibition game tonight against, oh, that's right, the Todd Gatula Peru State Bobcats.
I was going to say Bellevue, Peru. I knew it would be some big
Bellevue's
game.
Coming up.
Okay.
That's their second exhibition game, yeah, as the Doc Sadler play every team in the state exhibition schedule tour continues.
That's fine. Get somebody close in there, get up and down the floor, see what your team's made of.
Don't forget, it is our Husker Lunch brought to you by Complete Nutrition, and we are live at Cunningham's Journal of the Loft on this Wednesday. Stop by, see us, because a lot going on. Some great food specials again. They've got the ribs, they've got the prime rib, French dip sandwich, they've got the pulled pork, the chicken. It's all so good and so inexpensive, between $5 and $6 with two sides, depending on which item you choose. But hey, it is Wednesday.
Continue on with the Doug and Daddy Show as we do every Wednesday. It is time for our Loper Link segment brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by the fine folks at Garrett Tire. Garrett Tire Tread and Appliance. Tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on the Garrett Tire and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com. We've talked so much football and volleyball and soccer, and with the soccer season coming to an end last weekend, it's almost here. Basketball and wrestling on the horizon, Tony. And today
wasn't summer just here?
No,
we were starting.
Over. Yeah, it's falls over falls by over. The way, and getting ready to take the court officially for the first time. Kevin Chaney, the new women's basketball coach at UNK. Now, we've got all kinds of things to talk about. They're picked to finish right in the middle of the RMAC conference. They've got a couple of preseason all-conference players, but Coach, when there's a new man coming in or a new layman in, there's always going to be some changes, and you have to play an exhibition game, or you get to play an exhibition game against the Huskers, who had such a great season last year. That's coming up this weekend, but first, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, and how are things going so far?
Well, thanks, guys. Actually, it's going really well. I'm excited about the progress the kids are making, and we're really excited to go to Lincoln and play Nebraska this weekend, you know, just to find out where we stand, you know, just to find out where we are and get some competition in against, you know, bigger, stronger people. We're looking forward to it.
Obviously, what's a success? How do you measure success against a Nebraska team?
We want to go in, Tony, and compete. We want to go in and compete, give them a good game, and you never know what happens. I've seen in many years that I've been doing this, many teams that walk in and beat Division I programs. The good thing is I'm getting the Cornhuskers early. That's always good. So I know they're going to be improving throughout the year, so I'm going to try to get them early. And I want my kids just to go and compete and battle. And if we have success, then fantastic. But that's success to me as long as we're in the ball game.
And you're getting them without Kelsey Griffin, which is also plus. Yeah,
absolutely.
They replaced her with some kid from Alliance. I don't know what's going on. Kevin Chaney joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, as you transition in here, I guess you probably don't know a lot about what the style was before, but what are the challenges that have been presented or that you have found here getting this team to do your style of basketball or to get this team molded for the upcoming year?
Well, the number one challenge for me was to teach this program, these young student-athletes, how to play defense. That is going to be the difference. The main difference for them is knowing that we are going to focus on defense, trying to keep that score under 60 points. That's going to give us an opportunity to win a ball game. We're not that talented where we can put 70 and 80 points on a board per game. So we want to keep that score as low as possible, where it give us an opportunity to execute some plays and win some ball games.
Obviously, you get this group coming in. You said earlier, before we did this interview, you had to do more teaching than maybe you expected to do when you got here. What does that take away from then?
Well, what it does is it limits me with the amount of offense and defense that I can really put in. What the type of coach that I am is I prefer to put in the least amount of plays and execute them well. And if we can do that where I've got, say, a motion offense in and we can read real well, then I don't have to put as many offenses in when we have so many different options in that. So I'm limiting the amount of information that I put on these student-athletes right now. I want them to understand the game and the concepts a little bit better, and then I can continually add from there.
Kevin Chaney joins us here on our Loper Link every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about what's going on with Loper Ath. The rest of the conference likes Megan Becker and likes Debbie Johnson. You're as new as anybody to the conference, and yet you get to coach them. So we can maybe get your opinion of these two young ladies as leaders and on and off the court for this ball club.
Well, I'm very excited to have both Megan and Debbie back. I'm very excited that the other feel that they are qualified to be preseason all-conference picks, and I really think we're going to have some surprises as well. Debbie is our leading scorer, Megan as our second leading rebounder and second leading scorer as well. I really look for great things out of these two young ladies. They're both healthy and excited to get going. Debbie is just coming off a minor injury, but she will get some playing time up at Lincoln. But I'm very, very excited that I've got two leaders as well as some other juniors that are going to lead the program this year for us.
Coach, we can break down every one of these players individually, but I know another player you're excited to have is a freshman, a point guard right here out of her own backyard in Kearney High, Nicole Arp. Got to be excited to have her on the floor.
Very excited to have her on the floor. What a great young lady. I've got an opportunity to break her down a little bit, get her out of that little shyness. I saw a lot of film on her when I got here, and let me tell you, I tried to get the most of Nicole Arp on that practice field as I possibly could. Now she's very comfortable with the team. I'm really excited the future of this young lady. Very, very happy that she's part of this program.
Coach, what about the freshman? That would be an odd spot coming out of high school, committing to one coach and then having the faith to come in and say, I'm still coming to UNK. I don't know the numbers of who committed, who decommitted. How did that all break down once you took over?
Well, it worked out real well. We only lost one young lady out of Wisconsin that chose to stay, but everyone else recommitted. And the thing that you want to keep in mind is the student-athletes commit to the university. They don't commit to the coaching staff, even though the coaching staff generally has a lot to do with the recruiting process, but they do make that commitment to the university. I did get on the telephone and talk to the parents and then the student-athletes prior to and talk to about answer the questions that they may have had and about what I am looking forward to from them. And we were on the same page. So they have stepped up. I've got five freshmen. Four of them are ready to play. And we're ready to go. They are going to contribute right from the opening tip, I guarantee you.
Kevin Chaney, University of Nebraska, Kearney women's basketball coach, joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, obviously you go up and down this roster, you see a lot of Nebraska kids on it. You have not went out of your way to go all over the nation and bring in kids. Is a talent right here in our backyard good enough to put a quality product on the floor?
Well, I think we do have great talent here in Nebraska. Will I find everything that I'm looking for to fit those pieces of the puzzle? I don't think so. I think I'm going to have to look, you know, with our neighboring states, which is very important. The contacts that I have, I not only bring the neighboring states, but also the contacts that I have in the other states that I've worked in. So you will see some different states on the schedule. We do have a couple out of Iowa and one out of Colorado, and we've got a some new ones coming in. So I will look around, probably around three, four states that are neighboring nearby, and then wherever I have the contacts. The bottom line is the good student athletes that are here in Nebraska, I want to know about them. I guarantee you that I will, and I want that opportunity to recruit them. If I'm lucky enough to succeed, then great for us. But if not, then I have to move on.
Coach Chaney, the preseason conference poll came out this week. We talked about Debbie and Megan being all-conference individually. Lopers picked seventh as a team. Now, I think we can say that's probably the lowest UNK has ever been picked in women's basketball since joining the RMAC. I know the situation. We know the situation of where the team was. How important is it to immediately be so much better or get the program back? What's the timetable? What can you tell the fans out there as far as your goals? And is it this year? Is it next year? I mean, how do you address that when people want to know that from you?
Well,
how long can we get a championship, man?
As soon as possible. Let's put it that way. I'm looking to surprise people immediately. You know, this year, I feel like with five returning juniors who played, who got a lot of minutes last year, with the incoming freshmen who's picking things up very quickly, I'm looking to surprise people. I love to be underestimated, and seventh is fine by me. If that's where they feel we need to be, then that's perfect. But we are going to go after people, and we're going to compete at every level, and it doesn't matter who it is. We're going to put a quality product on the floor, and we expect to win this year.
And I think we've asked every coach we've had on here, you only get a couple of cracks at the RMAC because since you were hired. MIAA, just kind of your thoughts when that happened.
Well, I know the MIAA real well and actually played, coached at that a couple of schools in that conference and played quite a few of those schools as well, too. I consider it probably one of the best conferences in the nation for Division II women's basketball. I do have a couple of cracks at the RMAC. I think it's a winnable conference for us. If I can keep everyone healthy, it's going to give us an opportunity to do just that. But it'll also prepare us for the MIAA because I think that's going to be a much more difficult conference, much more competitive conference.
That is one thing. Also, maybe not heading into the season as healthy as you would like. an injury update maybe for the fans out there who may not see some action this week that you'd like to have out?
Well, just the one. Kirsten Lips out of Iowa is the only one who is going to be out for the season. She did re-tear her ACL, just a freak accident that happened, and she is going to be out for the season, but with us there in spirit, she'll be traveling with us. Other than that, everyone else is healthy, ready to go. Debbie Johnson is the only one that's nursing a wrist injury right now, but she should be ready to go by Sunday, and we'll put 12 people on the field, on the court, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, if you want to watch the Loper women, you're going to have to catch them right over the Thanksgiving break that first week. It's like three home games for the Lopers before the first of the year. They play this Sunday at Nebraska in an exhibition game. So if you're on your way back from Ames on Sunday, hop in, catch the Lopers. Missouri, S&T, Northwest Missouri State, and Fort Hayes, all road games, and then the home openers against Hastings College on the 27th of November before conference play with Western State and Mesa. Oh, Coach, we look forward to chatting through you without the season, and best of luck to get things started in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate the support, and we're looking forward to getting a great crowd out of that first home game on the 27th.
So, obviously, Daddy, already on the hot seat, predicting a conference championship this year. Kevin Chaney, head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska-Kearney. Deb Johnson, all-conference MVP for the upcoming year. The Loper football team is home against us. Loper men's basketball, they're getting going as well. Not quite as quick, but they're also going through practice. The volleyball team is on the road this weekend. Soccer ended last weekend. Wrestling has scrimmages, and they get going this weekend. First big meet is next weekend. It's all going here in a couple of weeks.
I was able to see Coach Lofton last Saturday, actually, in the morning there after they had practice, and I said, "How'd it go this morning, Coach?" And he said, "They weren't awake yet." He said, "These kids don't come to until about noon." So disappointed on Saturday, but likes the way things are looking, shaping up.
That's where you should have played college ball, where they don't get going till noon. Our Loper Link, brought to you by our friends at Garrett Tire, Treaded Appliance. Their tire specialists have over five decades of service in the Tri-City area. And by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans at Charter West. We'll be back with more of our Husker Lunch. Steve Sipple coming up, and we'll also talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report right after this.
Our pre-holiday sale is on at Garrett Appliances in Kearney, Broken Bow, and Cozad. Check out the new ultra-capacity Frigidaire Affinity 7 cubic foot electric dryer. Match that with Affinity 4.2 cubic foot front load washer. For a limited time, both machines are $7.99 each, including free pedestals at Garrett Appliances. Find out more at GarrettAppliance.com.
Get the Garrett guarantee. Garrett Appliances.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Brought to you by Doug Mitchell of Marcotte Insurance in the Eagles Nest Plaza, Kearney. Just one game for the Tri-City Storm this week. They'll host Fargo Friday night at 7:05. The Nebraska football team is at Iowa State Saturday at 2:30 on ABC. It's the home finale for the UNK football team as they'll host Fort Lewis at noon. And the Hastings College football team is home at 1 to take on Doan. In volleyball, the Huskers will be on the road this week, playing at Kansas on Wednesday and Texas Tech on Saturday. The UNK volleyball team wraps up the regular season at Colorado Mines Friday and Colorado Springs Saturday. The Hastings volleyball team will host Midland Lutheran Wednesday and begin the conference tournament on Saturday. Hastings soccer teams are the number one seeds of the GPAC tournament. Both will host Concordia, the women Tuesday, the men Thursday. The Nebraska men's basketball team will host Peru State on an exhibition Wednesday. The UNK women will be at Nebraska for an exhibition on Sunday. And the Hastings women will host York on Tuesday. And that's a Sports Minute.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop today as temperatures top off around 61. North winds will also become gusty around 12 to 25. Skies will then stay mainly clear tonight with a low near 28. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
I used to be like drunk, but now I'm hungover. Love you forever, forever is over.
Doug and Daddy Show live from the Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. We're upstairs today in the loft, so come and join us, Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal Star, talking Husker football, breaking down last week's big win against Missouri, talking about Iowa State. What's still ahead? Nebraska needs to win out to guarantee themselves a trip to Dallas for the Big 12 North Championship game, or Big 12 Championship game as winners of the North. Tony, I think the interesting question will be what was overlooked in this Missouri game. Was Nebraska as good as everybody? They all have that feel-good feeling this morning and did on Monday, but should we look beyond the three big runs by Roy Helu and the way that Blaine Gabbert got hit?
Doug, I think, you know, that's something interesting to bring up now, because I know in just the text messages that I've had with Steve Simple between now and then, I get that fan behavior in me when after that game thinking, man, we were that great. I said, where did you rank us, third or fourth? You know, and he said back, ha-ha, you tool, seventh or eighth. I think he said eighth. And, you know, I think that's probably pretty good place for Nebraska to be right now. I get excited the same way Husker fans do. You see those big runs. You see the 24 points on the board. You see the domination, the three and outs in that first quarter. You think, man, we're back. We're on top. We're one of the elite teams in the nation. Now, are we? I don't know. We have to go on the road. And I think you got to do that times in order. You remember those teams back in the 90s, you know, week in, week out, we were just blasting people by 28, 35, you know, up 40 points. You know, you haven't gotten back to that. And maybe the parity in college football will never allow a team to really get back to what we were then. But I think you're going to win games by, you know, sizable margins week in, week out, whether you're on the road, whether you're at home, whether they're ranked or not. They want to keep that focus. They don't want the highs and lows. Bo Pelini talked yesterday about getting back to regular Monday like nothing happened. Here we go again for another week, the biggest week of the season.
You have to focus yourself as it's fun with your teammates, but outside of that, you can't get too hopped up and you look back and go, well, yeah, it was fun. The time we had on the road, the time we had with our teammates, the times that playing college football was fun. But looking back going, yeah, that was a great game, you know, but that's that monotone, business-like attitude that it looks like the coaching staff wants to have.
I think a lot of teams would be down for this week because it's Iowa State. 5-4, not a real great team. They had trouble with Kansas a little bit. Teams that people have put away, and Kansas is struggling this year. Except for the 8 turnovers last year, and you lost that game, and a lot of players on this team remember that game. They want to make a statement this week, and I think in a couple, three players I've talked to, both of them, actually all three of them have said, well, everybody will be fired up Saturday. Everybody will be ready to go Saturday. You can bet on that.
Doug and Daddy Show live with you at Cunningham's in the downtown Kearney Center on the north side of the bricks. And today, lunch is great again. You can get a rib plate. How about a pulled chicken, pulled pork, or brisket sandwich? Oh, I had the brisket last week. Outstanding. You want a little French dip sandwich, they've got that for you as well. Anywhere between $5 and $6. Baked beans, potato salads as your sides. Come enjoy lunch and talk with Steve Simple and us here at the Doug and Daddy Show as the Husker Lunch gets underway. We're upstairs today. It doesn't matter. You're going to walk in the front door, and there's only one place to go. That's straight up. You're going to smell the food, and the food's closer to the door than Daddy, so you will smell the food. And come on up and talk to us here at the Doug and Daddy Show and enjoy Husker Lunch today. We've got the volleyball action coming up with Kelsey Peterson from Iowa State here in just a moment. But last night, sub-districts finished up, so let's give you some district finals starting in Class D, because these district finals will be played tomorrow. And here's what is going on for teams that are somewhat in the area. Exeter Milligan is going to play Pawnee City Tri-County High School at 7 o'clock. Axtell and Bertrand are going to play at Elm Creek at 7 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear that match on Classic Hits 98.9. In Class D2, here are the matchups. Hampton and Dodge are going to play at Columbus High School at 7 o'clock. Ansley, number one in the state, will take on Loomis, and Ansley was pushed by Sargent last night, so who knows. Ansley and Loomis at Amherst High School, and that will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night as well, and that involves the teams from the area for tomorrow. Class B also wrapping up tomorrow. Class A goes tonight. Best of luck to Grand Island and Kearney. Grand Island is the district favorite, and they're hosting. Kearney goes to Papillion La Vista South, and for their season to continue, they're going to have to win the first game and then knock off the number one team in the state and the number four team in the country in Papillion South, but the Bearcats playing better at the end of the season. Friday, the Class C district volleyball finals will be held. Sutton will play Thayer Central at Friend High School at 7:30. Ravenna will play West Holt at Burwell High School, and that will be at 7 o'clock. That is two. In C1, Sandy Creek and Syracuse will meet at Seward High School Friday night. It gets underway at 7 o'clock. Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS will meet at York High School at 7 o'clock. And Kearney Catholic will play O'Neill at St. Paul High School at 7 o'clock. And that match will be heard on Classic Hits 98.9. Yes, O'Neill. 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 Yeah, they came back from two sets down and beat Ord 17-50 in the fifth set last night.
You okay?
No, I'm not. It's going to be a tough 24 hours for Ord. We were all fired up for the volleyball team because we kind of know what's going to happen to the football team tonight. Daddy, and I think you know what? We're in that situation with one of our football teams as we wait for Kelsey Peterson to join us. We're in the situation where there are a lot of teams in our listening area that we cover on a weekly basis that are underdogs and fairly big underdogs tonight. I mean, if you're on the other side, and this is nothing against the teams that we're covering, but just think if it was flipped around and you were the big favorite. Pleasanton, big underdog. They're taking on what everybody thinks Sargent's going to go to the state finals. Crofton, a lot of people think it's them and St. Cecilia. In fact, they think if Crofton would have been in the East, they would have played in the state finals, and Ravenna has to play them tonight. There's just a ton of those. You know, Donovan Trumbull against Hastings, St. Cecilia. And there are a lot of teams out there that are going to have their hands full tonight. And somewhere, somebody is going to either pull the upset or push somebody to that last possession of the football game.
Will it be Kennesaw Blue Devils? That's a team that maybe has a chance, and a lot of people think can sneak up and get somebody.
They're at South Loop, and all of that is going on. Well, Danny, to be big and fast and strong and recoup from the fall sports season, get ready for the winter sports season, whether you're a high school athlete, college athlete, or an adult, getting ready for a little four-on-four, five-on-five basketball at the rec center. Russ, what do you got to do?
Well, you need to get the Complete Nutrition, and they remind you at Complete Nutrition that the first 3 days of the month, which this is the last of those first 3 days. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the first of the month. It's preferred member days of Complete Nutrition. 22% off exclusive weight loss product, sports nutrition, vitamins and herbs, all 22% off at Complete Nutrition. Their focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right product to help you reach your goals. When it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody does it like Complete Nutrition. They've got trained professionals to help you get individually what you need. So get to Complete Nutrition this day. Wednesday is the last day for preferred member days and their sale. 22% off every day. Complete Nutrition, located just north of San Martin County, or call them at 308-338-15. That's 338-1348, or online at CompleteNutrition.com.
We've been talking a lot of football. We've been talking a lot of Iowa State. But, Daddy, it's time to talk a little Iowa State volleyball here on the program. And we had a chance now to catch up with a Kearney High graduate. She's been with the Cyclones doing some great things now for a few years. And Kelsey Peterson joins us now. Kels, we were trying to get you on last week, but that didn't work out. And now we have to talk about a loss to Big Red. We're kind of sorry about that. How you doing?
Obviously, we're taking it pretty hard. They're our rivals. We're their rivals. And they can have the play, and frankly, we just played scared. So hopefully, maybe we'll see him again in the tournament, but maybe even next year. I don't know, but we want our revenge, so hopefully we see him again.
Kelsey, tell the folks around Central Nebraska, take us back to the start of this season, which was crazy in Ames, Iowa, with all the flooding and stuff, and where you guys have had to move your facilities to and play your games actually in high school.
Yeah, the beginning of August, like the third day of two-a-days, there was a big flood in Ames. A lot of houses got flooded, and then our gym got flooded. And so we haven't been there since, like, August 10th. And so we've been practicing at Westtown Courts. It's, like, two courts, a big building with two courts. It's fairly new, practicing there. Having our games at a high school that holds, like, 2,000 people. So, I mean, it could be worse, but we're just thankful that we have somewhere to play, and we feel bad for people who lost their homes, so it could be worse. But we'll finally get to play in Hilton this weekend. That'll be our opener. So I haven't been there yet, so hopefully it's a lot cooler, a lot nicer, and we're going to go back to Hilton.
Yeah, it could be worse, but not really, if you're just selfish for volleyball. I know, and I saw on the website they've been laying down the new floor over there, so it's got to be exciting to get back in there. What's been the toughest part, do you think, Kels, about dealing with some of the other issues, playing in the high school, practicing where you practice, not being used to what you guys had the last couple, 3 years? What's been the most difficult part?
Just the scheduling and everything, because every day we have like a different time for practice because we can't always get into West Town Courts or the high school at a certain time. So sometimes we'll practice early, sometimes late. And then just the travel because we have to do our treatment at one building, and then we have practice in another building, and then we'll have lifting clear across town. So the traveling probably the most like difficult for us right now, and it's been all season, so it's like it like wears down on you. So that's probably the most difficult.
Kelsey, talk to the folks out there that how far it's came since you've actually been there. You guys play in the Quest Center to start things off with some of the best competition in the land. Christy Johnson's done a fabulous job with your team. Just talk about since you've been there, how far this team's come.
Have we been at Omaha this year?
No, since you've been at Iowa State.
Well, when I first got here, I mean, we won and lost about the same matches. Like, we were an even record. So, but we made it to Elite Eight somehow. We just played good at the end. And then last year, I think we only lost 5 matches, which is the best in school history. And this year, we've only lost 4 so far. So every year, we keep getting better and better, keep getting better freshmen. Our team is huge. We're all super tall, super athletic. So as the years go by, we keep getting better, and our ranks keep going higher. So
Kelsey,
she's done a lot with this program.
Kelsey Peterson of the Iowa State Cyclone volleyball team, ranked in the top 15 in the country, and of course, setting in a good 16-5. They're 9-4 in the conference, and I chuckle when it says they're 10-1 at home. They're 0-0 at home, but as Kelsey says, they're going to get a chance to play some home games now, and 3 of the next 4 get to be at home with Baylor and Missouri. Baylor tonight, Missouri coming up on Saturday, and of course, Colorado coming up next week. What do you think about the way your season individually has went? I know it's a team sport. I see you're hitting about 241. You're playing most every match. How are things going for you?
Personally, they're not going as expected. I started really good at the beginning of the year, and then I'm having a slump right now. So hopefully I can find it with myself to get over this slump and start connecting with my setter more. So, yeah, I just got to work hard every day and try to get my spot back. So
now, who's your setter?
Allison Landwehr. She's a sophomore, but this is the first year she started. So things are a little rocky to get the communication and the chemistry down, but we're getting there.
Well, it's simple now. It's simple now, Tony, because all we got to do is get a hold of Allison and say, well, Kelsey was on Doug and Daddy. She's going to be red hot this weekend. Get her the ball!
I think that works.
Well, Kelsey, obviously, is everybody ready to put the Nebraska loss? That's not going to linger here as you head into the home stretch of the season or the final stretch of the season, is it?
No, we actually use that loss as fire, you know, add fuel to fire. So we're going to forget that loss, but also use it as for every team. We can't, like, underestimate anyone. So I think it's – of course, we don't want to lose, but, I mean – it's just going to add to our fire.
They've got 7 more games to go in the regular season, and that last one will be at home against Texas. So it looks like if you were a favoring person, they would be favored in those next 6, and then kind of a draw there with Texas. It went 5 sets at their place earlier this season. Kelsey Peterson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Apparently, Kelsey, there's also going to be a football game this Saturday in Ames. Which section will you be setting in?
Iowa State, for sure. Sorry, Nebraska.
Take the fans back, because that's always a little weird, but you are very comfortable with what happened in the recruiting process and wanting to go to Iowa State kind of the whole time. I mean, you're not disappointed that you're not a Husker, right?
Well, I always have love for the football team. I mean, I'm always going to bleed that Husker red, but I've kind of converted over to Iowa State. So yeah, I'm big fans of them now.
Kelsey, as we talked a little bit getting back to the volleyball here, as this team continues to move on and we look at that you guys are putting up, how far can this team go? I mean, are all the goals still attainable, maybe outside of a conference championship in the regular season?
Yeah, we did have some goals this year, and obviously conference champs was one. There's probably no way we're going to get that, but, I mean, I'd rather be national champs than conference champions, so we haven't hit our peak yet. Every year we have a peak. My freshman year we hit it. We went to Elite Eight. Last year we hit it when we beat Texas and Nebraska in the same week. So this year, we haven't hit it yet, so I believe it'll be during the NCAA tournament.
Obviously, yeah, well, you get the highs, and maybe just coming off a low, good chance to hit that high now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're, like, we still don't have that chemistry down. We still haven't played up to our potential, and we're still beating a lot of teams. So I know there's a lot more levels of, like, good play that we have.
So, Kels, when the fans come in to watch volleyball, or if they're coming in to watch the football game this weekend, what's one spot that they need to make sure that they stop by or have something good to eat or have a little party atmosphere? What does a college student at Iowa State recommend?
Well, there's two places. For, like, my dad loves this place called Hickory Park. He goes back every time he comes. That place is always good. It's like barbecue. And then for college students, you want to hit up Welch, like Jeff's Pizza, Super Dog. Like, that place is just, like, where all the bars and part, like, just where all the good food's at for college kids, like greasy food. So that's where it's at.
Daddy, where do you fall? Do you fall college student, or do you fall closer to dad?
Well, until about 8:30 at night, I think I'm a college kid. But after that, I'm in bed, so I'm more of a Hickory Park guy, I'll tell you that. Me and Raj could hang out together at Hickory Park.
That's right.
He'd love that.
Well, he's got enough Iowa State stuff. I mean, he wears it all over the place, so I know he's proud, and we're proud to have a chance to chat with you, Kels. Get things turned back in the right direction personally, but I know the team's doing well, and you're a part of that, so appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck against Baylor tonight and through the rest of the season.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kels. Kelsey Peterson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where we're live at our Husker Lunch on this Wednesday. That's right, Huskers. All Huskers. Sorry, Raj. It's Huskers. We love Kels, though. Kelsey Peterson, Kearney High grad, playing at Iowa State, hoping to get things back in her corner here in the last handful of matches this year and into the postseason. Iowa State ranked 12th this week in the Division I coaches poll. So, Tony, just another one Division I product from the area.
Well, I think she got off to such a great start. Everybody's expectations for her really shot up, and then maybe went through the slump she's talking about. And I know she wants to get things back on track and get back on the court full time.
You know, you go to a Bearcat game, you go to a Stars game, you go to Storm Hockey. How about the Lopers? You can even bring your Husker tickets in and save at Godfather's Pizza. They'll honor any ticket stub from any of those activities or even your student activity pass. And it's worth $3 off any large pizza anytime at Godfather's. So hit the game, then hit Godfather's for $3 off any large pizza with your student pass or your ticket stub. It's a way to save money. And don't forget their great lunch buffet from 11 to 2 every day. There's $6.50 with the salad bar included. They deliver as well, 234-9444. And make sure that you've got that ticket stub or your student pass to save $3 at Godfather's. North Central Avenue, right up there by Complete Nutrition, helping sponsor the Husker Lunch today at the top of the hill in Kearney. When we come back, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Steve Sippel will be here at Cunningham, so stop by and join us. Everything gets underway at 12 noon. Get here a little early and order your lunch. They've got some great items again this week. It's been tasty, 3 for 3 so far. Haven't been disappointed yet. Come in and try it anywhere from $5 to $6. And, of course, Husker football talk as well. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show from Cunningham's right after this.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
Ching. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ching. And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop today as temperatures top off around 61. North winds will also become gusty around 12 to 25. Skies will then stay mainly clear tonight with a low near 28. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to be along with you here at our Husker Lunch. Folks are starting to stream in here, and you can always listen to the program on the stream. Brought to you by Cunningham Journal and the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.fan. Don't forget, sports fans, when you're looking for ultimate hangout to watch sports, have some drinks, and keep up with your fantasy teams, the place to be is right here at Cunningham Journal, playing all of your NFL and college football favorites, along with the NBA and the NHL, now that Major League Baseball is in the books on one of their 20 screens, including their humongous 10-foot projector screen. You shouldn't have to break the wallet to see your favorite teams. And at Cunningham's, you can always catch the Huskers every week, whether it's on pay-per-view or cable, and choose from great food and drink specials so you can enjoy the game without breaking that wallet. When you're ready for the ultimate place for sports, it's right here. Coldest beer in town as well.
I checked that out.
Did you?
It is.
Everything's good. You did
damn
that during
cold.
The break.
Okay. I love it.
Come out to Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney, the place to go time and time again. Daddy Bob Jensen is getting set to join us here in just a second, but Irish Ken has chimed in. And, Merritt, if you let Bob on the line, because I know he would enjoy a couple of these as well here. Ken says that the Texas State Police are down here after the election. The Texas State Police cracking down on speeders heading into Dallas. Have you heard about that?
No, I've not heard that.
Apparently, if you're a first-time offender, they give you two Dallas Cowboy tickets, but if you get stopped a second time, they make you use them.
Yeah, real nice. Real nice, Irish kid.
Thank you. By the way, what do you call 47 millionaires around a television watching the Super Bowl? The Dallas Cowboys. It's time for our prep report.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Well, we are here at our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. I'll tell you what, some of our youngest, I wouldn't call them fans, but Husker fans are here. I see Savannah is here, and then I see a young guy has just walked in. Well, he actually hasn't walked in. He's so young, he's just being held. He's coming in here. He wants to know what Steve Sipple has to say here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, they all want to know what Steve Sipple has to say. We're going to get to that, but first, Doug, we got a little playoff action to get to today. Bob Jensen, playoff guru, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, thanks so much for the time today, and where are your travels taking you?
Well, I'm going to, boys, first of all, thanks for having me on.
to the northeast. And I couldn't help but think, you know, Duda, while you're there, you know, here there's Billy, there's Johnny, I see Sally. Remember the cartoon Corral when what's-her-name would look through the looking glass and she would see all, magically see
Calamity
all of us
Kate,
at home
Calamity Jane,
watching the
on.
Cartoon Corral? Maybe you don't.
Okay,
maybe you don't. But anyway, I'm going to go up to the Northeast. I got a couple of teams in particular I want to see. I'm going to see five or six while I'm up that way. But Flatview, one of the great stories of the postseason, is going to be playing at Norfolk Catholic. And we did a nice little piece. I like to think it's a nice little piece on them on the website last night. And then the other team that I really want to see, and I know our friends in Overton surely are somewhat interested in that, is I want to see West Point Central Catholic. They scored 80 points or 78 points in the first round of the playoffs, which is tied for the fourth least that they've scored this year. There's a number.
And that's what that running clock in the second half people have to realize.
Yeah, that's the running clock, yeah. So I'm kind of curious.
Baba, let's start with C&D. We'll get into A and B, which comes up, of course, on Friday. Like you said, you're going to see quite a few interesting ball clubs up there. Recapping what happened in week one, which takes us into week two, what surprising things happened in week one that make more interesting matchups for week two?
Well, you know, right in our backyard with St. Paul and Boone Central in C1, a couple of upsets, you know. My heart just goes out to the boys there in the lunchroom at Minden. Every time they play in the playoffs, something happens. And it seemed to me, at least according to the account I was hearing on the radio, Doug, it seemed like Minden had plenty of opportunity, just couldn't pull the trigger. And as far as Boone Central goes, you know, Boone Central is one of those teams that has been really good for a long time, and they know their way around the postseason. They got a really good coach in a guy by the name of Arnie Johnson. You know, they got broken bow the first time around in the first round of the playoffs. They beat St. Paul earlier this year, and I certainly think they would be the favorite to win this one too. But here's a little statistic that I stumbled across, and that is St. Paul has won a playoff game each of the last 4 years. And, you know, that may not sound like much until you start looking around and realize how many schools have actually accomplished that. So, obviously, Coach Brouillette knows a little bit about the game himself. And that is a game right in our backyard, I think, that is going to produce a real good ball game.
Bob, everybody's in the area is interested in their specific team. We can break every one of them down. Which is a team that upset last week that you think has a chance to once again bounce a team maybe this week?
That's kind of a tough one. There's a lot of teams that kind of bounced out of that first round. I don't know. I'm going to kind of stretch it here a little bit. I don't think that anything's necessarily going to happen here. But I am curious to see what happens with Blue Hill and Cambridge. Cambridge is rolling like a big wheel. The dominating people, really. The win that they had against St. Pat's was one of the really strong performances I saw by anybody within their own class this year. You know, Blue Hill's beat these people the last three times they played in the postseason. And I certainly don't – I'll just tell you, Blue Hill's not as good as Cambridge. So now what happens is there a way that something goofy happens or Blue Hill is able to turn a couple plays that maybe maybe make things interesting. The other game, and really, you know, it's another seemingly one-sided deal, and that is Overton and Axtell, okay? Overton's getting by without Zach Olmstead, who's out with elbow injury, probably not going to play in the rest of the playoffs. Axtell barely survived Garden County last week. And I don't know the status of Brandon Benson, the quarterback. He sat out last week. He's got a bit of a neck problem. Axtell's played a lot better football since the first time they played Overton. I will be curious to see what happens there. If there's any chance that Axtell can get something going early, because the last thing anybody wants to do outside of playing Overton is to get behind them, because they have proven to be great closers. There's no better example than the way they took Alma apart, the only team that's really been able to do a whole lot with Alma all year.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report joins us here on the Doug and Daddy. We're at our Husker lunch. Chuck Dummer has just walked in, so we just get more people coming in to find out what Bob Jensen has to say, Steve Sipple has to say. Two specifics here, Bob, because I'm interested in both of these games that are going to be on our network of stations today. Up on Huskerland Prep, you made a little quip in your predictions or in your analysis that Bayard was able to throw the ball a little bit against Hastings St. Cecilia. The last team, even Bergen a little bit, the last team, though, Nathan Scott, Broken Bow, seemed to give him a lot of problems, and they were a throwing football team somewhat. I look at these opponents on the whole west side, whether it's a Crompton, a Ravenna, whether it is at the bottom of the bracket there in C2, Blue Hill, Cambridge, North Platte, St. Pat's, none of these guys throw the ball five times a game. A, is that a little chink in their armor? And B, is that what might bring them down?
Here's what I think. And really, covering the pass is a mystery to almost every high school football team. It really is. There are going to be some schools that, quote-unquote, stop the pass, but how they do it is having the passer basically being accurate, or they get a tremendous pass rush. And the other day, Bayard ran an offense where they got rid of the ball quickly. They've got some, you know, Bayard's got some athletes. You know, the Spencer Jobman, you know, he's an all-state caliber basketball player. You know, he's 6'2". You know, he's the real deal. He's the receiver. That Stewart kid, Brandon Stewart, I tell you what, I watched a lot of the first half, and that kid is a really good quarterback. He might be even a better linebacker. But having said that, you're right. On the west side of the C2 bracket, anybody that's got a shot, anybody who's got a chance to beat St. Cecilia plays the game exactly the way they do, power football and defense. And that is not going to do it because St. Cecilia is just too physically dominant, even with the nicks and scrapes they've had all year. The two teams in that draw, and they're both on the other side, that I think have the best chance to beat St. Cecilia, and any team can be beat. But it would take a really good performance by either Bergen or an Elmwood Murdoch, both of whom have big-time receivers. In fact, Elmwood Murdoch, for my money, has the best receiver in the class, a kid by the name of Sam Birch, who runs a 49-something quarter, okay? He's a really good player. We did a little profile on him a couple weeks ago. But you know, Bergen's got Riley Groves, a quarterback. He's a 3-year starter. He's made All-State as a sophomore and as a junior. He started in that state championship game as a sophomore. So, you know, to me, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take somebody to put the ball up because I just don't think you're not going to have much luck if you're just going to stand up and try and shove it down St. Cecilia's throat. That doesn't make much sense.
Bob, we can't break them all down, but please break down our two alma maters in Orton. Tell me why Bertrand's going to knock off the number one rated team in D2.
Don't waste your time with Orton. Just go to Bertrand.
Well, here's the deal. First of all, we are doing these in inverse order, of course. But the thing about Bertrand, Bertrand learned a valuable lesson the last week of the regular season. And we also really exposed one of the worst one of the worst unbeaten teams in the history of eight-man football in Hastings. Bertrand just came out and just absolutely dominated them. I do think, Tony, and you, I'm sure you'll agree with me, man, there's going to be a lot of really good athletes on the field in this game. The one thing, you know, Eustace Farnham kind of, I don't know, you know, they're the number one seed, and for some reason, and I could be as guilty as anybody, it just seems like maybe they haven't gotten their proper due. DeJorn Dunlap is just an incredible athlete. His dad, Brad, the coach there, tells me he weighs 150 pounds. Okay, whatever. Run, throw, he can do it all. And he's got people around him. You know, they've got options. Bertrand, it's been a while, as you know, Tony, where Bertrand's maybe been in a position like this. I would think that, Bertrand's probably a slight favorite in this game. But I tell you what, they're going to have to find a way to stop Eustace Farnham from scoring. That's one of those classic deals. If it stays in the low 20s or below, that's Bertrand's game. But I don't think Bertrand wants to try and match them score for score and get it in the 40s or something. I don't think that would work. As far as Ord goes, they sure won their first one.
Thank you, Bob. That's enough analysis. So Bob is pointing out that it was Ford's first playoff win in about a dozen years, and then they lost to Pierce in the second round.
That was awesome.
Of the playoff that time as well. Bob, quickly here, we only got about a minute left, and we haven't even talked about A and B. One of the games on the radio today is your South Loop against the Kennesaw. That was one of the very few games I thought there's a possibility of an upset, and that's probably because I haven't seen South Loop. What does Kennesaw do well that could give South Loop a problem today? Because they both look like high-scoring teams.
Well, they do. I think they're both capable of putting some points up. Snitzler and Robinson are just they're really good athletes. I got to see Kennesaw for the first time last week. But, you know, Sandhills gave them trouble. You know, Sandhills wouldn't let them go. You know, Sandhills got it close late in the third quarter, and then Kennesaw kind of pulled away. I don't know. All personal prejudice aside, South Loop is good. And South Loop's got a nice combination of seniors and some really talented underclassmen. In fact, I think probably their two best players might actually be underclassmen. An end by the name of Zane Ellis and a quarterback by the name of Stryker, who's just a real good dual threat. He's not flashy, but he can do a little bit of everything. The thing is, I think every time I say South Loop, I feel like I have to preface it. But the point is, I think South Loop's better, and I think South Loop can win that game. It would be quite a deal if they did. That would be quite an achievement for a first year co-op. It wouldn't matter who's involved in it to be 10-0. So I think Kennesaw, has got a shot. But I think South Loop wins that ball game.
Bob, last thought here. I want to hear something about Class A and B. It's interesting to have Columbus in there. A lot of people think this is going to be it for Tom Jaworski. Aurora McCook is on the schedule. We only got a minute to – I hate to do that to you, but give me a quick synopsis on what sticks out to you.
Okay, real quick. Burt Columbus, really, that is one you pay your way into because you're going to see Dylan Leshen, who might be the best running back in Class A, and I realize that Richard Wynn is still around, but he is just a workhorse. First, got Jimmy Forsythe, the best player I think in Class A, and then as far as Coach Jaworski goes, yeah, it would be an upset if they beat Miller South. They've never had much luck with Miller South, at least recently. He's a really good man. He's done a great job, obviously over the years. I can't do what he's done justice. And then as far as McCook Aurora goes, let's face it, that's one of those games where people will drive from 90 minutes away to see it just because it's Aurora and McCook. I would imagine that if you're not from Aurora, there's people going to show up to see if McCook can pull an upset. But I'm telling you, I have an awful lot of respect for what Jeff Gross and his staff and his program have done over the years, but this is not the time to be playing Aurora. The only thing that might slow Aurora down, and I don't think it's going to happen, because Coach Hubert won't let it happen, would be as if Aurora looks up just a little bit into the horizon and sees the Creek Cardinals coming next week. So short of something like that, that's Aurora's ball game, and then we will have the game we've all been waiting for.
Bob, enjoy the playoff action tonight. We'll look forward to hearing from you on the Scoreboard Show later. Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Absolutely, Daddy, and thanks for your quality control report on the booth there. Thank you.
Bob, that's it. Wednesday, and of course, then we'll pick him up early next week with playoff games on Tuesday as we bring it to you here from Huskerland Prep Report on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Husker Lunch folks continuing to stream in and enjoy some lunch here at Cunningham. They've got the brisket, the pulled pork, and the pulled chicken sandwiches, the rib plate, the French dip, all between $5 and $6 with a side of baked beans and potato salad. Can't beat it. Plus, the cherry on top for dessert, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, talk Husker football with you, and he's going to give us a couple of minutes before addressing the troops here, and we'll do that right after this timeout on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey everybody, this is Mike Greenberg, and I want to make sure you're aware of a new, better way to have business meetings. The old way, you needed to be on the phone, or you needed to be looking face-to-face with another person. But the new, better way, you can meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. It's like meeting in person, but it takes less time, and it's much less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so they can follow along as you move from page to page. Use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demo or training session. And with GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, you can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. I've seen this thing. It's unbelievable. And here's how you can get it. For our listeners only, you can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. And here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try it free, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The loft this week for the Husker lunch. Steve Siffle is going to talk to the gang here that continues to roll in and order all the great food. But we also want to remind you the volleyball continues Thursday and Friday. Hastings women, they're going to be okay, Tony. They scored 89 points last night, won 89-52. And as we said at the top of the show, big game, big, big game in Lincoln tonight. Huskers, Peru State.
A lot of people looking forward to that. I know. I think obviously our next guest is looking forward. It's Steve Siffle from Lincoln Journal Star.
Yeah, it's good to be with you guys. You guys are popular. You are.
Well, I don't know about that, Daddy. Daddy is
well,
always.
Look at these people.
I tell you what, we special treat for the guests here today. We've got a cage match. Steve Siffle and Ed Cunningham going to get it on.
Oh, yeah. Well, he looks like I can whip him. I mean, he's down. He used to be a lineman. He don't look like a lineman.
No, I think he can stand next to Chris Collinsworth, kind of a receiver-looking guy now.
I don't think I'd have too much trouble.
Well, Sip is going to have a chance to talk to the folks here. The big story, though, the last 2 days, Taylor Martinez. So he gets back at practice yesterday after getting hurt. You don't get to see him do much in the media, as you've told us from time to time, that you just don't get to watch a whole lot of practice. Taylor Martinez, in your mind, 100% to go Saturday?
Oh, I don't know about 100%. I don't think he's 100%, but I think he's set to go. Now, the one thing I will say is we saw him coming off the practice field yesterday, and he looked fine. He trotted off. He couldn't tell he was hurt at all. He was in full uniform. So, and then right after that, Sean Watson, in the group session with the media, said he's ready to go. He said he's done an outstanding job with our training staff. There's no discoloration. There's no discomfort. Well, I didn't say discomfort. He said there's no discoloration and no swelling. So he should be okay.
You look at the three rolls of tape they had over his shoe, there shouldn't be much.
Well, he always does that. They call that spatting, S-P-A-T, and he does that all the time. So I don't know if I'd read too much into that. I think he'll be all right. He didn't practice a lot yesterday. So I think, you know what, I think today's probably a crucial day for him.
Obviously, Sip, I was a little bit upset over the weekend when I heard you text me and told me you had the Huskers at 8. I was thinking more in that 3 range. I moved them ahead of Boise and TCU in my polls.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what poll is that?
It's just the one I do for myself.
Is that part of the BCS formula?
Yeah, I thought they use the not the 19th computer.
he tells that to his rubber ducky on the Sunday morning bath. Sip real quick.
I thought that BCS was strange.
Sip real quick here. Are we overblowing the Missouri win? I mean, it was 3 big runs, and Blaine Gabbert ran for a lot. I mean, if you want to play devil's advocate, which we do on these radio shows, what did Nebraska not do well? Because it looked like they played a pretty darn good football game the whole way around.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't nitpick the Gabbert scrambles too much. They'll give him that all day long. It's not ideal. but it's not alarming at all. That's not part of their offense. That's not what they want to do. That's not what they came to Lincoln to do, is for him to get loose on some random scramble. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. I thought it was just impressive, you know, because they out-prepared them. Nebraska looked fresh. They looked really good for this late in the season physically. You know, they just beat the heck out of them up front. You know, even Missouri using 8 and 9 guys near the line of scrimmage, you can't block all those guys, but Nebraska executed very well. And once Roy got in the, you saw it, once Roy got loose in the secondary, there's nobody there. You know, and he could outrun those safeties.
Obviously, somebody steps up every week. This week for me, it was Ciante Evans, a freshman playing like he did.
Yeah.
Did you see that coming at all?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, there's a couple things that come in my mind about that. Is I remember a few weeks ago talking to Marvin Sanders, the secondary coach, and saying, Marvin, you may never have two. I said, do you think you'll ever have two corners this good again? He said, yeah, I do. I think we will. And I think he was I was surprised. I was taken aback by that. And I think they have some guys in the system that they feel really good about, Ciante Evans being one of them. And maybe he's thinking also about a recruiter, too. You know, you'll think about Tevin Mitchell. Now they're going to get another kid, it sounds like, Harvey Jackson. So, I don't know. I'll tell you something about Evans. I thought you could see it on the field. As you watched him the first two plays, I thought he looked a little bit hesitant, maybe kind of looked like a freshman for a few plays. And then all of a sudden you could see him kind of go like, click in his head that, hey, I can do this. I can play with these guys. And now I just think you'll see him continue to get better.
I saw that one night with Duda in the bar with the ladies. I didn't think, and then all of a sudden it clicked.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He said, I can do this.
Yeah.
This is no problem.
It wasn't quite as good a performance, by the way. Sipo, we'll let you talk to the gang here. They're eager to hear what you got to say and get your prediction on the Iowa State game. Always great to see you, and we'll see you at Ames on Saturday.
All right. You guys going to be there?
Well, one of us is.
All right, Doug.
Steve Sipo.
Nice to see you, Daddy.
Steve Sipo, Lincoln Journal star. Daddy's got – he's on assignment. You're on assignment Saturday.
Yeah, so I got the loafers.
Glad that you're going to be doing that. Stop by, folks. We're filling up here, and we're ready to go with our Husker lunch. Enjoy lunch. Brisket, French dip, rib plate, chicken, pork. They've got it all for you. Mike Youssef and the gang doing a great job again this week. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to turn it over to Steve Sipo for the Lincoln Journal star here to chat with the folks on hand. Our Husker lunch is brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Midas, and Home Federal. Daddy, I hope we didn't overlook anything. It's a big day of high school football. We got games absolutely all over the place. Bloomfield-Giltner, the first game today on 1230 KHAS at 2:30. Here on ESPN, 1860 gets underway at 3 o'clock. Loomis O'Neill St. Mary's at 6:30. Axel Overton on ESPN 1550. It'll be South Loop taking on Kennesaw at 4. We're headed off to Sargent for Pleasanton Sargent tonight at 7. That's on Classic Hits 98.9. Also on Classic Hits at 4. Ravenna takes on Crompton. The Blue Hill Cambridge games on the Breeze 94.5. It's fun to get out this time of year.
No, it's great. Go check out a football game today if you're in the area, or make a drive tonight. It should be a great night for some football. I know it's going to be a little bit breezy, but it is playoff football, and separates the contenders from the pretenders. Don't forget, today's the last day. 22% off everything. Complete Nutrition is preferred member day.
That's right. Let's get out of here, Merritt. That's going to wrap things up on a very busy Doug and Daddy show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We want to thank UNK Women's Basketball Coach Kevin Cheney for joining us as they embark on their first game under his tutelage. It's an exhibition at Nebraska Sunday at 2:05. To Kearney High alum and Iowa State volleyball player Kelsey Peterson for joining us. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, and of course Steve Sipo of the Lincoln Journal Star. If you miss any of it, go to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, tomorrow, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Iowa State head football coach Paul Rhodes on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow, and Breeders' Cup Talk with Chris Kachulak. Up TVG Network.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. More Breeders' Cup Talk on Friday along with my selection. 7-1 week. We're coming off that. Look forward to another one of those this weekend. We'll see you tomorrow. Duck and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Duck and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.